the plan to construct a toll bridge across Kinnick Arm advanced yesterday when the Senate Finance Committee voted in favor of sending it to the floor for consideration. Lawmakers heard testimony on the bridge from Kabata, the Department of Transportation, and the Department of Revenue. In committee, the bridge's sole opponent was Senator Donald Olson. He says if this project were to move forward in budget surplus years, he might be more willing to support it. But the current fiscal climate doesn't allow for the bridge.
What I see is we are flying at full throttle into a hurricane that's going to cause us a fiscal crisis. And this is another one of those nails in the coffin of financial responsibility.
Representative Mark Newman, a Republican from Big Lake who sponsored the bill, says the jobs and development created by the bridge could ease the impact of a state recession. According to the Department of Revenue, the worst-case scenario could see the state paying up to $450 million in bond repayment over 20 years should toll revenues fall short. The current financial plan will not proceed unless federal loans are obtained, in which case the issue would return to the legislature.